Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, January 12th, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and crazy dystopic ride it is, to be sure. Is it me, or if the president says a bad word, obviously the context of the remark was not necessarily appropriate, but is it me, or does the press seem like one of those little kids in grade school? Just a little grade school tattletale. Teacher, he said a bad word. That kind of thing. Very interesting. And that's, you know, I mean, this is a Washington Post. Well, here's a Washington Post headline. Here's what my blank looks like. African countries in Haiti react to Trump's remark. And that's just one of many headlines. Washington Post had others as well. Isn't there more important business at hand? And I find it hard to imagine that with all of the things going on in the African countries mentioned, that, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Benghazi nonsense. But I digress. So I find it interesting that things are just basically proceeding exactly as planned. You know, the mudslides in California are kind of the continuation of the geoengineering nonsense that is obviously extremely destructive in a variety of ways. And that's not all. You know, we keep seeing these stories about how some of these large corporations are employing the trickle-down effect, if you will, and kicking tax bonuses and wage increases to employees. And I said before all of this really started to kind of kick into high gear that it's just a setup and these are crumbs that are being thrown in front of people to appease the masses, really. And it's more of an insult than anything. You know, and maybe I'm overly critical sometimes, but I think generally probably not. We need to have a more discerning eye. A Huffington Post article a couple of hours ago, Walmart's shiny new $11 an hour minimum wage isn't really a result of the tax law. Is an interesting illustration of what I'm talking about. And it's part of a larger trend that started well before Donald Trump was president, the article reads. The Trump administration was ecstatic with Walmart on Thursday, and for good reason. Retail juggernaut announced it would raise its minimum starting wage to $11 per hour. And hand out between $200 and $1,000 in bonuses to current employees and expand its parental leave benefits. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon, in a press release, made it crystal clear why he had made the decision. Tax reform gives us the opportunity to be more competitive globally and to accelerate plans for the U.S. And there's more. But skipping ahead, Trump's tax bill prompts Walmart to raise starting wage, give $1,000 bonuses to some employees, Newsweek declared in its headline. CNBC started off their story by stating Walmart's workers will soon reap the benefits of the recent tax law changes, but not so fast, because Salon had a couple of great articles in the last couple of days. There have been some great ones. In this case, the headline, Walmart Shares the Wealth, Supposedly, More Than a PR Scam, is a great headline. And that really, I think, kind of cuts to the heart of the issue. And from that story, Walmart announced Thursday it would give raises to that it would raise the wages of employees and would be giving some employees one-time bonuses of up to $1,000. The deal announced by Walmart is being credited to the tax bill, legislation that will give the Walton family, which controls the company, untold sums of money in tax breaks, and would total $400 million in payouts. Looking deeper, the PR ploy may not be as strong as Walmart hopes. Literally hours after Walmart's initial announcement, the company announced its wholesale brand, Sam's Club, was closing a number of locations and laying off between hundreds and thousands of workers. Such is the state of the corporate economy in the age of Donald Trump. We're seeing big splashy headlines proclaiming supposedly great economic news, but the bad news comes more quietly days or even hours later. Exactly, and that's my point. In a press release, skipping ahead, to be sure, Walmart's wage hike and bonuses are not merely gifts to employees, but one aspect of a larger business strategy, one the company has been planning for a while. After Walmart raised wages, it was able to recruit better workers, according to Axios. Or to use the business language of Consumer Edge Research, over time, we see the consumer has clearly noticed improvements Walmart saw with in-store operations following wage investments Walmart had made in 2015. Furthermore, Walmart bonuses are basically paid for, Axios reported, thanks to a strong fourth quarter of 2017. That was the 13th straight quarter of job growth. So even with Republicans' tax cuts, the Jobs Act, Walmart would have already been sitting on a large pile of money. There was at least one legitimate win for workers at Walmart's announcement of a maternity and family leave policy for full-time and salaried workers, employees, thanks in part to organizing efforts led in part by coalition workers groups. Walmart's announcement has been seen in a larger context. It was merely the latest in a string of glorified public relations stunts used to deflect negative publicity away from corporations who will reap long-term benefits from the tax bill in upcoming years, when the memory of bonuses slips away. The cost of living makes the $11 wage less appealing. Exactly. And that, again, is the point that I think escapes most people's notice. So anyway, it's an article that's fairly on point. Jeremy Banks, article over at Salon. Again, the headline, Walmart Shares the Wealth, Supposedly, More Than a PR Scam. This is one of a select few that actually I think is being fairly honest about the state of affairs. The Independent ran a story today as well. Very similar. Corporations could dodge billions in U.S. taxes through new loophole, say experts. So, you know, when you start to look at it that way, a few pennies here and a few pennies there starts to put things more in proper context. Kind of a John D. Rockefeller throwing dimes at kids sort of scenario. Again, the independent corporations could dodge billions in U.S. taxes through new loophole, say experts, by manipulating foreign cash positions under new law. American multinationals could save money via shifting profits to lower tax rate from higher one. Obviously, you know, it's a tax arbitrage, basically. From the story, a loophole in the new U.S. tax law could allow multinational corporations like Apple to avoid paying billions of dollars in taxes on profits stashed overseas, according to experts. Stemming from a Republican overhaul of international business taxes, the loophole involves the tax rates, 15.5% or 8%, that companies must pay on $2.6 trillion in profits abroad, held abroad. By manipulating their foreign cash positions, a determining factor under the new law, a U.S. multinational could potentially save money by shifting profits to the lower tax rate from the higher one, according to Stephen Shea, a senior lecturer at Harvard Law School. The savings could amount to more than $4 billion in Apple's case alone, he said. So, I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking about. So, $4 billion in savings far eclipses minuscule minimum wage hike or, you know, little year-end bonuses. And this is all a setup anyway, because I'll tell you, as soon as people start complaining, as we've seen, that's a game theory trap. The more people, especially on the lower end of the economic spectrum, in terms of wages or skill level, anything that can be automated will. Angus Deaton, Nobel Prize winning economist, says that 73% of China's jobs are in danger of being automated. And folks don't, I mean, you hear people even today saying, well, you know, it's China. All of our jobs are going to China. Well, no, robots are actually going to China to take those jobs from Chinese as well, so to speak. So this is what's happening. This is a very real problem that needs to be addressed. And one of the best ways that folks can deal with this is with the pocketbook. This administrative mess that we have must be unplugged, because even, as I said before, even if the consumer decides not to frequent these society killing, small town, small business, mom and pop shop killing corporations like Walmart. I mean, I forget somebody did a great expose on Walmart and the economic footprint. They always argue with sleight of hand, lies, damn lies, and statistics, that Walmart will generate the most revenue per square foot in that footprint of real estate. And that's true, perhaps, but it doesn't benefit that local community. The study, and I wish I could remember the study off the top of my head, but it escapes me at the moment. Study proved that just about anything would be better for the local economy. Sure, Walmart will generate more revenue per square foot with that piece of real estate, that footprint that comes in, but all of the potential profit and tax revenue goes away from that local community by and large. So it's actually multiplying that giant sucking sound, basically, you know? And it's not just going south, as Ross Perot said. You know, it's giant sucking sound in every... Do you realize that there's a Walmart 15 minutes or less from 90% of the American population? That's astonishing. Which means that the wealth of 90% of the U.S. is being sucked out of various towns and hamlets across the country. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Stormy weather this roost, beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits collecting stamps in a room all filled with Chinese lamps. He saved what others throw away. He says that he'll be rich someday. We know.
Welcome back. Big news at Facebook. Yesterday, Facebook made a big announcement. I've mentioned over and over the fact that, you know, going back to the FATE conference, F8 conference of 2011 in particular, Mark Zuckerberg said, Facebook really doesn't care about the website as much as being the social layer of the web. And, you know, as you start to see the end game, as far as this latest iteration of the web is concerned, folks saying the web should disappear, as you start to see the realization of that, then you start to understand what that means, Facebook being the social layer, the glue behind the scenes that connects all of these platforms and technologies and devices and things like that. Because after all, I mean, that's where the big money is, and all of the big information, and Uncle Sam wants that. So, you know, just a brief aside on that, again, without unplugging the administrative state, Hydra, that has been bolted on to the executive branch, a quasi-extension of the executive branch, it is its own branch, it's the administrative fourth branch. Without unplugging that, even if we choose not to patronize companies like Facebook or Walmart or Amazon or Google or whatever, Uncle Sam continues to subsidize these businesses, basically, in a way, by the way, that mom and pop cannot compete. And you end up with all kinds of nefarious outworkings of and manifestations of that. The Tectopus wage-fixing scandal is a great example, Silicon Valley's wage-fixing scandal that still, I mean, it goes largely unaddressed in the mainstream headlines. I wonder why that is. Probably because most of those companies are in league with the media. And, you know, it becomes like the same uneasy alliance between the FBI and Congress, for example. Are you sure you want to investigate us because, you know, maybe we have dirt on you? So are you sure that you want to out Google, for example, or Facebook, when your brand, your media brand, relies on our existence? Are you sure you don't want to, you know, are you sure you don't, want to go down that road and risk the possibility of being shadow banned, for example, which is an interesting discussion, by the way, concerning the recent Project Veritas videos exposing Twitter's practice of shadow banning and the fact that it's real. But back to this story. USA Today ran the story earlier today. Facebook is making a big change to your newsfeed. Facebook is radically altering the formula that determines what bubbles to the top of people's news feed, part of sweeping changes the giant social network has planned to address growing controversy over the role it plays in people's lives and in today's society. Actually, the problem's much worse than that. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Hopefully this makes sense. you know it's all a setup. I know it's all a setup. So this was the USA Today story. Facebook is making a big change to your news feed. Yada, yada, yada. And the Inc. story, same thing. Headline, RIP, RIP, Facebook news feed for publishers. Facebook declares it's cutting off businesses, brands, and media from news feed for good. And from the story earlier today, this was yesterday, Facebook announced the end of the Facebook news feed as we know it. In a Facebook post, Mark Zuckerberg wrote, recently we've gotten feedback from our community that public content posts from businesses, brands, and media is crowding out the personal moments from friends and family that lead us to connect more with each other. And explaining, however, that recently video and other public content have exploded on Facebook, and since there's more public content than posts from your friends and family, the balance of what's in newsfeed has shifted away from the most important thing Facebook can do, help us connect with one another. Anyway, it's completely disingenuous corporate speak, obviously. But the post was these news stories are actually referring to a post by Adam Mosseri, head of newsfeed, titled, and this was yesterday, titled "Newsfeed FYI: Bringing People Closer Together," which is ridiculous. The way to bring people closer together is to turn the newsfeed off and to actually have people gather physically in close proximity to one another. I like the Coleman ad series, for example, you know, the first social network ad campaign where folks are using Coleman gear to go sit out in the woods and gather around a campfire and tell stories. That's how you bring folks closer together. So forgive me, but I digress when I say Coleman brings folks closer together in a more genuine, authentic social network than Facebook or Twitter or any of these platforms ever could. And the problem is bigger, obviously. I mean, when you understand what Sean Parker has said, when you understand what Chamath Palihapitiya has said, when you understand what Zeynep Tufekci said in her last TED Talk, when you understand those studies that Facebook has conducted to spy on you, and the fact that they're recording all of your keystrokes, which is why I never type in those text boxes. I always use a text editor, I've mentioned before. Every keystroke is recorded. And it's not just what you type, it's how you type it that starts to get into your head and try to understand what state of mind are you in when you're typing. Why did you back up and erase that? Why did you erase that entire post? And I've talked about those stories in the past. You know, your even what you erase or your deleted posts are recorded. This is a fact that also was corroborated in the Project Veritas video exposés recently released, where they're talking to Twitter engineers who are basically saying the same thing. All of that information is recorded. And as I've said before, it's very easy to grab keylogger JavaScript that you can snap onto anything, an application that you're building, like a mobile app or a website or any of that. And all of this gets much creepier, but we'll get to that in a minute. So speaking of the USA Today article, back to that, again, Facebook newsfeed, the giant social network is making a big change. From that story, skipping ahead, Facebook has begun to acknowledge that some social media use can be harmful to mental health. A backflip for the Silicon Valley company, which until recently rejected a growing body of research showing that Facebook use can spur negative feelings. And this has been a well-established fact. So if it does that and it can cause mental harm, why would you allow children to use it? But again, I digress. Last month, Facebook released its own research demonstrating that when people connect with each other on social media, it has a positive effect. Imagine that, a study commissioned by Facebook that says using Facebook has a positive effect. Is anyone surprised? On the other hand, passively scrolling through social media does not have a positive effect, that is. The concession, and so what they're trying to do is get you to actively engage, and then, of course, that should remind one of Michael Kaczynski's work and that article, The Data That Turned the World Upside Down, which gives a detailed account of how Michael Kaczynski's research has been used at places like Cambridge Analytica, which was used by the Trump campaign to subvert votes and voter turnout, to get in your head and understand what you're thinking. Michael Kaczynski believes that his system of data analysis can tell more about you than your friends, family, and coworkers, and in some cases, even yourself. This is not a good thing. This is bad. So continuing from the USA Today article, the concession did not happen in a vacuum. Exactly. In November, Sean Parker, the founding president of Facebook, took aim at Facebook in an interview with Axios, saying he and other executives created a, quote, social validation feedback loop, end quote, to make Facebook psychologically addictive. Earlier, Facebook executive and former vice president of growth Chamath Palihapitiya also accused Facebook of creating short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that are destroying how society works, quote-unquote. He later softened his remarks. Imagine. I wonder why. When a guy says, there are 150 people who control the world, I've met most of them, they're, you know, Mark Zuckerbergs and the Jeff Bezos of the world are basically their handmaidens. These guys do as they're told. But I've met these other guys, and it's very difficult not to become drunk with power if you're one of these guys. And no wonder he doesn't want to, you know, suddenly become suicidal, if you know what I mean. But he went on quite a junket there for a little bit, warning people. And that's all still out there. Some of those videos have been taken down. And by the way, Axios is just another establishment alt media brand. You know, it's kind of like the big companies making their own knockoff devices. Axios is a corporate knockoff brand, so to speak. So don't think for a minute that any of this is a real expose. I think the closest you get to a real expose is Chamath Palihapitiya's remarks. But continuing from the article, but that negativity may already be showing up in Facebook's numbers. Pivotal research analysis, Brian Weiser says his analysis of recent Nielsen data shows consumption of Facebook declined in August and September. And I say hooray. It's unclear if that's because Facebook already accounted for such a big chunk of our digital lives or because people are growing increasingly frustrated with it. Facebook is responding to a decline in consumption, not just encouraging a decline in consumption, Weiser says. Satisfaction with Facebook has slipped among users, according to RBC Capital Markets analyst Mark Mahaney. His research shows 11% of Facebook users are extremely satisfied with the service, down from 15% a year ago. Hopefully, and there's more, but you know, hopefully this means that people are getting wise to what's happening. And what this, you know, again, as folks have wisely observed, and including these folks that I've mentioned, if it's a free service. And Jaron Lanier, I think, is one of the leading advocates of changing this model. People don't realize so much of the conventions that have been adopted and have become all but cast in concrete are just conventions. They're a choice. And guys like Jaron Lanier have advocated changing these models. If you're not paying for the service, in other words, chances are you're the product. You're not the consumer, you're the product. So then who is the consumer? These other big corporations that want to know how you think and when you think and when you might buy something. And, you know, Uncle Sam wants to know when you're doing, what you're doing, where you're doing, all that kind of stuff. So again, unless that's all undone and the administrative fourth branch goes away, you know, I speculated on Section 702 and the renewal of spying on Americans under the false, you know, the guise, the specious guise of foreign surveillance. It's total BS. Just a matter of spying on everyone everywhere. And in the simplest terms, numerous articles and guys like Bill Binney and all of the other whistleblowers have said, look, even if you pretend for a second that your own government doesn't spy on you ad nauseum, ad infinitum, you have to understand that what does happen in a very real sense when the NSA, for example, says, well, no, we don't spy on Americans. What they mean is we don't directly spy on Americans. They borrow from GCHQ or the facilities that they've erected themselves offshore, the NSA, that is. You know, like that underwater trunk line at the other side of the Atlantic, the station that, among many others, NSA has set up, you know, those kinds of things. So while they may not be directly spying on you here domestically, they are certainly in league with partners across the pond. And it's this reciprocal spying effort. So every government everywhere can say, well, no, we don't spy on you. The NSA says that while they're fed data from GCHQ. GCHQ says the same thing. We don't spy on our citizens. And they are fed data from the NSA and other partners. It's all just one big fascist club of spying. It's that Baconian society that sees all and is seen by none. But I digress. We need to continue. So this, you know, the USA Today, I find it interesting. In the last couple of days, there are some very interesting articles with some real provocative headlines, as if to say people are, I don't know. There's still a lot of spin and hardcore propaganda manipulation, but there's some interesting headlines. A lot of outlets are talking about this story. To me, this is, you know, kind of filed under what's wrong with America generally. Woman returns dead Christmas tree to Costco in January. That's a New York Post headline. I mean, why would you do that? You know, it's just, I mean, this is why the world laughs at us. NPR reported today alcohol-related ER visits soar, especially among women. That's an interesting story. Yikes. But here's one of those honest headlines that I actually appreciate. Sort of. I mean, getting closer anyway. A number of folks have talked about Grace over at Really Graceful, the YouTube channel. She's done some great videos about all of the DNA kits, and there are others. I wish I had time to kind of dig into that issue the way some folks have. But it's a total psyop for a variety of reasons, to know everything and everyone, to be able to target certain DNA strains, to know who's who in the zoo and to save our bad guys, but to make everyone else go away.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back. Well, that's fun, isn't it? This help that we're getting from technology is lots of fun. No, it's not really. So for some reason, you know, speaking of the recent updates and things, I am experiencing an unprecedented bout with freezing. System freeze in Windows 10, and I'm convinced that it's a result of these forced updates. But is it really an update when it crashes your system every single time? And this began really kind of the same time that we heard about the Meltdown Inspector vulnerabilities in predominantly in Intel chipsets and in AMD and ARM chipsets as well. And, you know, on that note, again, I will keep going back to Larry Ellison's talk back in 2015 when he, among other disturbing things, like, you know, him saying the CIA was our first customer. He also mentioned the title of the article was Larry Ellison just painted a frightening picture of what hackers could do next. Talks about hacking data. And it's interesting. You know, when you hear folks, I love what Dan Dix does over at Press for Truth. He does some great work. But I'm concerned. I usually start to get concerned when people talk about the blockchain, for example. You know, cryptocurrency, the blockchain, all of that technology is built on the underlying foundational technology that is old school bad guy technology. That's just a fact. That's all there is to it. And the more you try to like encrypt apps, for example, and data, the more these guys are going in at lower and lower levels. Now, this brings to mind, you know, every time I hear about the blockchain and, you know, it can't be messed with, on the contrary, we're seeing a push now with the Meltdown and Spectre viruses basically to replace. I mean, what do you do if there is a chip level vulnerability? Software cannot fix that. If there is a chip flaw, basically, and if chipsets are vulnerable, and all of this is really, it's just another ruse, really. But, you know, that's a different discussion. But this is the real reason, I believe, that we're – and by the way, speaking of that, do you realize – and we've – you know, I've talked about the the dangers of machine learning and artificial intelligence. Do you realize that it's the Google Alpha Zero team that was one of the first teams to identify this vulnerability, which has a host of implications? Is it a psyop that artificial intelligence is carrying out to move people along a continuum and a new, more sophisticated wave of game theory fashion? Anyway, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.